This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The world needs to go beyond the divisions of religions and feel the shame of war, without turning a deaf ear to the cries of those who are suffering. That's what Pope Francis said in his homily at Mass at Santa Marta Tuesday morning. The Holy Father was speaking just hours before he was to leave for the Umbrian hill town of Assisi, where he was to take part in the closing ceremony of an international summit of interfaith leaders to pray for world peace. The first such gathering in Assisi was convened by Pope St. John Paul II in 1986. There is no God of war.
Non esiste Dio di guerra.
War, the inhumanity of a bomb that explodes, killing and injuring people, and cutting off humanitarian aid so that it cannot get to children, the elderly, the sick. These things are uniquely the work of the devil, said Pope Francis. For this, it is necessary for all faiths to pray, even cry out for peace, united in the conviction that God is a God of peace. At the start of his homily, Pope Francis observed he and men and women of all religions would be in Assisi Tuesday to pray for peace, and he recalled his letter to the bishops of the world calling on them to organize prayer meetings, inviting all men and women of goodwill of any religion to pray for peace, because, he exclaimed, the world is at war, the world is suffering. Pope Francis said, if we shut our ears to the cry of those suffering under the bombs of war and those who suffer the exploitations of arms dealers, it may be that when it happens to us, we will not be heard. We do not see the war, he said. We are scared by some act of terrorism, but the bombs are falling day and night. The war is not far away. It is very close, he said, and touches everyone. War begins in the heart.
Che Signore ci dia pace nel cuore.
May the Lord grant us peace in our hearts, Pope Francis prayed. May he take away all desire for greed, covetousness, for fighting.
E oltre le divisioni delle religioni.
There can be no divisions between faiths. It is not enough to simply thank God because perhaps the war is not affecting us. We must also think about the others who are being affected by it. And while we pray today, it would be nice if all of us were to feel ashamed of this.
Sarebbe bello che ognuno di noi senta vergogna.
That humans, our brothers, are capable of doing this. Today, he said, a day of prayer, penance, crying for peace, a day to hear the cry of the poor, this cry that opens the heart to compassion, to love, and saves us from selfishness.